out in Matticat Harbor on the westernmost edge of Nantucket, Bay scalloper Blair Perkins is throwing out a test dredge and scanning his catch for the iconic bivalve.
That rattling sound you hear as I move the dredges around, the dredges are made of steel. They have a steel frame. Then what drags along the bottom is a chain mesh bag. It has 2-inch rings.
Bay scalloping has never been an easy job. To do it right, you've got to be out on the water during the winter, and it's a lot of physical work for sometimes not much reward. Usually, he'll pull up about 20 scallops in each dredge, but this year, he's pulling up more like 10 to 15 in a catch.
All right, well, now we're going to count the adults we have. 1, 2, 3, 4.
These scallops are particularly sensitive to water quality changes. And most importantly, they rely on the harbor's eelgrass for their spawn to grow. But over the past decade, Nantucket's water quality has gotten worse and eelgrass has gotten more sparse. Nantucket town biologist Tara Riley explains.
The pressures are additional nutrients in the water, septic systems overloading, increased ferry traffic that affects the turbidity of the water, and all these things ultimately come down to water quality.
The town's been working to restore eelgrass habitats around the island, but Riley is still worried that the tradition of bay scalloping is drawing less fishermen.
Just talking about the bay scallop industry, there aren't a lot of young people that are getting involved. It's not a dependable way to make your income in the winter, so you have to have options. You can't just put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to the bay scallop fishery.
This year's season is another in a downward trend. Jim Sherlin and his father, Carl Sherlin, are a multi-generational bay scalloping family, and both admit that being a bay scalloper has gotten much harder in the past few years. They're shucking the day's catch.
You hold them so there's two sides of the scallop. There's a bottom side and the top side, and that's how they sit in the bottom of the seafloor. So the shiny side.
As he peels the scallops apart, something he's watched his father do his entire life, his dad talks about his worries for the fishery. Today, they went out around 6 in the morning and came back after noon with their catch limit. Carl Sherlin says back when he was younger, the industry seemed healthier.
We had a phenomenal year in 69 and 70 when I came out of the service. It was just unbelievable. You'd get your limit every single day by 9 o'clock, and there would probably be 50 boats.
The limit is 10 bushels, or about 1,000 scallops. And for wholesalers like Ted Jennison, he hopes the industry can find a way to continue. His company ships scallops across the country to New York, Chicago, and as far as California. And he says there's nothing quite like a Nantucket Bay scallop.
They've gotten to be known as the best scallop in the world, bar none. You know, that's for sure. The flavor, they're like candy.
These days, though, he worries that in addition to declining catches, the average bay scalloper is getting older.
The average age of the people in the industry is, I bet we're about 60. I don't know if people want to work this hard anymore.
But people like Perkins and the Sherlins are optimistic about the work the town is doing to restore scallop habitats. And Carl Sherlin says scalloping has too much history to vanish.
Everywhere you go, you see a shell. You know, you see a scallop shell. And it's just been historic here for 100 years.
Plus, he says it's in his family's blood.
Yeah, it's a way of life, yeah. I enjoy doing it, and I know Jim does.
He believes that as long as there are bay scallops to catch in Nantucket Sound, there will be bay scallopers to catch them. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.